I'm Chief Phelps of the South Carolina Department of Public Safety's Office of Professional Responsibility. I'll be conducting an interview with Captain Greg Griggs with the Bishopville Police Department. At this time, I'd like to inform you that you've been recording, okay?
Okay.
Present during this interview is Captain Griggs and also Investigator Ryan. As a notary, I had the authority to administer an oath in connection with the performance of my duties. Any person making a false statement on oath may be guilty of perjury or may be subject to penalties of law. I'm going to swear in and give a sworn statement from you. Okay. Do you, Greg Griggs, swear and affirm that the statement you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right. Has anyone at any time threatened, coerced, or promised you anything in order to induce a statement from you?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. What this is about, Captain Griggs, is on January the 1st, 2014, Sergeant Alfred was at a checkpoint, and she subsequently made a charge and arrested a Brittany Smith for simple possession of marijuana and also alcohol violation. Subsequent to that, she sent in a marijuana analysis report.
Yes.
And it came back that it wasn't marijuana. And those charges was recalled. She was at this Miss Smith actually had pled guilty to the charge.
Right.
And per our conversation yesterday, what I wanted you to do is kind of lead me into how you were involved in this and that checkpoint.
Okay. On the date in question, on Highway 341 at the city limits of Bishopville, we were conducting a joint checkpoint, that being the city of Bishopville, other Lee County agencies, and the Highway Patrol. Sergeant Alfred was present at that checkpoint. A vehicle had approached and stopped. Had made contact with the passenger in the vehicle, who was concealing a bottle of alcohol next to her leg into the console. We had the vehicle pulled into the parking lot of the DOT. Had all the occupants to exit the vehicle. The passenger was questioned about the alcohol. And she claimed that she didn't know that there was alcohol in the bottle, even though it was clearly marked as an alcoholic beverage. While getting the passenger in the driver out of the vehicle, you could smell the odor of freshly burnt marijuana, including the odor of stale marijuana on top of it. It was like a mixture of smells. Had a search incident to probable cause of the vehicle. In the passenger floorboard, there was a purse that was overturned, and there was a small marijuana cigarette that was coming out of the purse. It was a brown wrapper, a couple of inches in length cigarette. You could tell it was hand rolled by the way that it was. It looked like it was crushed down and twisted and rolled towards the ends of the paper. You could see the green leafy substance that appeared to be marijuana coming out of the end of it. I notified Sergeant Alford and let her know about it because she was actually handling the case. I didn't have a ticket book the night of the checkpoint. I had just come here to Bishopville a couple weeks prior and didn't have a ticket book yet, and turned the case over to her. We interviewed the driver and the passenger about the alcohol and also about the drugs. The passenger, I believe her first name was Brittany, explained to me that they had smoked a blunt earlier in the evening, and she thought that she had smoked everything she had. But she did claim knowledge of it and possession of it. And Sergeant Alford arrested the passenger because she had claimed it and put her in jail near the Central Lee Detention Center.
Okay. Now, when y'all saw him originally, and you approached the car, was Alford on the other side of the car? Were you on the passenger side of the vehicle?
I believe I'd walked to the passenger side. There was one of the other troopers or even one of the deputies that had made contact with the driver.
Okay, so was Sergeant Alford involved with the original interaction with
him? I don't believe she was. I believe that she was just the closest trooper to me whenever we pulled him off to the side of the road. Me and her approached the vehicle together, but I don't believe she was involved in the roadway stop. She was just there whenever we pulled them into the parking lot.
Would it be fair to say that because of the violation and the crime that you observed, we actually solicited some assistance from? Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Whenever we were pulling over and she was walking up, I asked her to be there with me.
And when you say you saw the marijuana, you said a purse was leaned over and you saw the joint coming out of the purse.
Yeah, there were several items coming out of the purse, like it had been turned over. And like I said, that was one of the ones that was laying towards the edge of the purse on the floorboard.
And that's the front seat?
Front passenger seat. On okay. The, yes, sir.
Okay. And you said earlier it's a couple inches long. Can you...
A couple inches is just a little small brown wrapper. It was kind of dark, so I couldn't, and it was kind of covered by two or three different things, but like I said, I could tell that it was just a little small piece.
Okay.
Be consistent with a just a regular marijuana cigarette.
Okay. But it was
wrapped in brown paper.
But it was obvious to you that it was hand wrapped.
You could tell it was hand wrapped by the way that it was crushed down. You could tell almost like fingerprints on the top where it had been crushed and where it had been twisted towards the middle and ends to look like it was trying to pack it in.
Okay. Could you see what had any of that particular joint been burnt before?
I believe that it had on one side of it. It looked like it had been burnt. Okay. If I'm not mistaken.
Do you know who retrieved the marijuana?
I believe Sergeant Alford did. I did not. None of us touched it. Like I said, for chain of custody possession purposes, that's why I let her. She retrieved a plastic bag from her patrol car and came back and retrieved it. And I pointed to it, and she retrieved it from that point.
Okay. Did you witness and see how many items she put in the evidence bag?
No, I did not. After I showed it to her, I walked back with the suspect.
Okay. Now, on the video, and I don't know how I can... You got a DVD or something I can...
Yeah.
A computer. But yeah. What I want to say is it was something... It was a comment that was made, Captain, on there where it says that blunt was still in the pack. I haven't even touched it. And you saw one blunt, and then there was another blunt in a pack. So when I listened to the comment, it kind of gave me the impression that it may have been...
Yeah, there was other cigars in the car. There were other cigars in the car
okay. That
were like the ones you would buy from the store, and they were sitting, I believe, in the center console. And there were some that were in there. There were several different packs. Some of them looked like they were empty. Some of them weren't. Like I said, during the search, you could see the ones that have not been gutted. They were from just regular, like a store purchase.
Okay. Yeah. So you did see that?
Yes.
So that's probably what you were referring to. Because you said something about there was a pack that haven't even been touched.
Yeah, I believe it was a grape flavored. I mean, if I can remember the best of my ability, it was like a grape flavored pack of cigars, ones that had the grape flavoring. I guess that's what you would call them. It was in there. It was in the car. I don't think it was with the marijuana itself.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. And it was clear to you the smell he had that they may have been smoking prior to coming up to the...
Yeah, you could tell the smoke, yeah.
Are you a... marijuana?
I was a certified marijuana analyst. I'm expired at this time.
Okay. Based on your knowledge and your experience, do you have an opinion as to what it was you point out to Sergeant Alford?
Based on my knowledge experience, I'd say it was marijuana that was, or a marijuana cigarette that was what I pointed out to her.
Okay.
Yes.
And that you did smell...
Yes,
the vehicle.
I could smell the odor of freshly burnt, and like I said, the way that the vehicle smelled itself is like a stale odor of marijuana. So you had a mixture of two smells.
Okay. All right. Think of anything else? All right. Is there anything I failed to ask you that you want to add to your statement that you can think?
I don't believe so. The only thing is like what I told you yesterday. If I'd had a ticket book and if I'd had another officer that had been present with me that wasn't handling something else, we probably would have made the charge ourselves instead of turning it over to patrol.
Okay. And is there anything that I failed to ask that you think is pertinent to this investigation?
No, sir.
Okay. You requested not discuss this case or disclose it to anyone other than the Office of Professional Responsibility, if you would.
Yes, sir.
We actually, during the investigation, can't tell you not to talk to anybody, but if you kind of keep it on the down low until we finish the investigation, I would appreciate it.
Okay? Chief, the only thing that I have to say with that is I do have to let my chief know that I have had an interview, but other than that, the specifics of the case or whatnot.
Now, I neglected to say the time when we started, but it's about 20 minutes to 1 now. All right. And that's fine.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, sir.